share and tag this broadcast. We're going to get started here in just one moment. Just got to get my notes pulled up. So come on in, come on in, come on in. So on today's Neph Nugget, we're talking about the offline marketing strategy of speaking. Did you know that speaking engagements is the second most popular way for visible experts to get leads? So if you're an individual that likes to use offline marketing as part of your marketing plan, then speaking is a great way for you to get leads. I highly recommend that it is something that you do. When I first got started in business, back when I was doing financial coaching, that is what I did. I offered a free seminar to call 5 Steps of Financial Freedom at my local library. So I had individuals come in for free. I gave pretty much like a 60 to 90 minute presentation. And then I offered them free consultations at the end if they wanted to work with me further to help them with their finances when it came to saving, budgeting, and debt elimination. So that is what I did. So I strongly recommend that as a way for you to get leads if that is not something that you can do. It gives you a tremendous opportunity for two reasons in particular. It's because when you have a speaking engagement, generally you're going to be in front of a highly targeted, interested audience that's interested and prompt and ready to pay attention to what you have to say. But the only way you can do that is you have to ensure that the people that's in the room are the people that you would want to work with or that will want to work with you for you to be able to solve the problem that you solve for them. So if you're a coach for divorced moms, don't be doing a speaking engagement in front of a room of women that don't have any children, right? So if you're a person that, like myself, that your Christian belief is strongly throughout your brand and throughout your business, don't be in a room full of people that don't have that same belief system, right? So just ensure that you're speaking in front of a highly targeted, interested audience in what that you have to offer them. Also, it's a great way to build and establish yourself as a thought leader in your space. So those are two great reasons why you should add speaking as part of your offline marketing strategy. So let me know. I want to know who are you, those are watching. If you are doing speaking, tell me how that's going. One of the challenges you may run into is that trying to find opportunities, right? So where you can start off small. Look at your local organizations, your Rotary clubs, some of your networking groups in your area, and start there. You may have to waive your fee initially, but you'll get paid in that. Eventually, that experience will pay off in the long run when you are able to secure your speaking fee as well. So just ensure that I strongly, strongly recommend that you add that to your repertoire speaking and that you get out there, start small. Like I said, start at your local clubs, and you possibly have to do it for free, waive your fee to do it. However, you can just get, you'll help you get better. Also, you can join your local Toastmasters in your area. They will also help you get more confident in your speaking ability, your speaking skills as well. So that is your one Neph Nugget for today. At one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And I believe you should have a business bank account that reflects all the long hours, sleepless nights, and countless sacrifices that you have made to risk it all and run your business full time. If you want some help and support in that area, feel free to book a no obligation consult. The link is in the description. Until the next time, take care and God bless. Good.